Mahomes back, throws, it is incomplete, yes. picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side, he's gone, baby, he's going to the house! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Deflected, yes. In the air, Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back!
Welcome to the 20 in the Huddle podcast presented by Microsoft. I am Tim Twentyman. And as always, I am joined by PJ Clark after the game. And Peach, you know, Sunday was a good day for Detroit. 12th win of the season, ties a franchise record after a 30-20 win over the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. Bounce back after a disappointing and controversial loss over Dallas last week. And it kind of stings a little bit more on Sunday because you won, San Francisco lost. You would have been the number one seed, but that's here nor there.
San Francisco sat their team because they had clinched. So, you know, you would have had a chance. Different. You would have had a chance for sure. But I don't know if I'd go that far just yet, but sure.
But the Lions get a 30-20 win. And look, they get the sour taste of Dallas out of their mouth. They go the whole season without losing back-to-back games, which I think is pretty impressive. It shows a resiliency for this team, an ability to bounce back. And now you're headed to the playoffs. You're 12-5. You secure the number three seed because Dallas did handle their business. They beat Washington handily. So they're in the number two seed. And now, oh boy, Peach, the NFL, I think, got a script that they might enjoy. The Detroit Lions will now host Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams.
It's
after
poetic.
They beat San Francisco 21-20 on Sunday. That will be a matchup. We will know tonight the date and time of that. I'm somewhat expecting that to be a primetime game. I'd be shocked if it wasn't with all the storylines involved. But look, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's first start with the win, you know, by Detroit. You know, Dan Campbell was... you know, he said all week, look, we want to play our guys. We want to win. We want some momentum going in, you know, to the playoffs. And they did that. I thought Jared Goff played terrific. The defense was a little shaky in pass defense, you know, at times, but came up with two big stops at the end, two interceptions by Cam Sutton and CJ Gardner-Johnson. Good to see him get one, in their time back, but you know, there was some bad news to come out of this game too. And when you play your starters, you risk injury. And yeah, Sam Laporta went down late in the second quarter with a knee injury. You know, Dan Campbell said after the game, it's not as serious as it looked, but it's still not good news. Reports of a hyperextension and a knee bruise. We'll see, you know, what that means for his status next week, but you know, here's what Dan Campbell had to say, you know, about that injury after the game.
The best way I can put it is, it's probably not as bad as it looked, but it's not good news, you know, so it's kind of in this, we'll know more tomorrow, but I know it looked awful. It's not as bad as that, but it doesn't mean that it looks good in the immediate here. You know, to have him for a game.
So, Peach, look, what's your perspective of this game? You know, you handle your business, you get a win, you go into next week with some momentum, but you lose Sam. That's a tough loss.
Yeah, it's a tough loss. I mean, it changes how the offense is going to operate. That's your number two receiving weapon. It's something, a new wrinkle that you're going to have. Maybe, possibly, if you're playing Saturday night, we don't know yet, but a short week to prepare and kind of work back in. Brock Wright has missed the last 3 weeks, hasn't practiced at all. Are you getting your primary tight end from last year back and working him back into the rotation here? Is it going to be James Mitchell? Is it going to be Anthony Firkser from the practice squad? Are you going to see more Kabinda? Are you going to see more Dan Skipper at tight end? Which happened.
How about Dan in that catch today? A little nibble down the sideline there.
That was great. Got out of bounds. Totally fine. I could see why Ben Johnson likes to draw that one up. But obviously, you know, losing a guy with 82 catches and 10 touchdowns, that is going to be a big blow for any offense. But when you have guys like 14, when you have Josh Reynolds, who hasn't been as involved as of late, in the past game. You get him back to where he was early in the season before J-Mo came on. No J-Mo today. That's a weapon you're getting back next week, hopefully. And Jahmyr Gibbs, I still think we say it all the time that there is untapped potential in the past game that, you know, now would be a great time if you're not going to have Sam Laporta.
You know, I look at how Detroit operated in the second half of that game Sunday without Sam. I think that that's encouraging, too. I didn't see a real big drop off in terms of the pass game. They were still able to push the ball down the field. And I think that's just it's just kind of a Amon-Ra challenge game to me. That's what I get. Like, yeah, he knows he doesn't have his number two guy. And like, I can see this being an Amon-Ra game where he's like, look, I got to catch 12, 15 balls, 150 yards, get in the end zone. We know what Detroit can do running the football. When I look at this matchup with the Rams, you know, I think it's two explosive offenses. Obviously, Matthew Stafford, we all know what he can do. Puka Nacua is a Pro Bowl player, 1,400 yards. Cooper Kupp has been an all-pro player in this league. And Kyren Williams, a running back, has rushed for over 1,100 yards. But Detroit's got explosive potential, too. Look, they set the franchise record for most scrimmage yards this year. They have I think the most dynamic duo in the backfield. They have a better offensive line than the Rams do. So look, it's two explosive offenses. And to me, it comes down to the two defenses. Who can make a critical, takeaway? Who can, make that critical third down stop? Who can make that red zone stop? I think with two explosive offenses, I think the storyline this week's obviously going to be on Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. But to me, it's which defense steps up and plays better.
Yeah, and I mean, you've seen it in the two Minnesota games that, you know, Mullins throws for 396 today, 400 in the previous game, but two big fourth quarter interceptions are, you know, the secondary stepped up when they needed to against a quarterback who was going to give them opportunities. And Matthew Stafford has not shied away from pushing the ball down the field and being turnover prone at points in his career. And, you know, you have two incredible all-pro wide receivers in Nacua and Kupp, and that's going to be the main focus. And you know, they have Tyler Higbee and plenty of offensive weapons across the board, but this is a team that is going to rely on play action and push the ball down the field. And your complement of now four safeties were introduced before the game today for the Lions, and those are the guys that you're going to rely on to make plays.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see Gardner Johnson play a little bit more, or they try to put the three safeties on the field together. They didn't do that so much on Sunday. I don't know if they're maybe just don't want to show that, Peach. Yeah. They rotated it with one guy out and one guy on, but in this kind of matchup with two receivers like that, I really wouldn't be surprised if they put together some packages that the Rams haven't seen, try to confuse them a little bit and get those three safeties on the field together. And then what a dynamic defensive line matchup in this one. I mean, Aaron Donald's been doing it, at such a high level for so long. And then that matchup now with Aiden Hutchinson, and look what Aiden's done the last 2 weeks, 5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss. Just really playing his best ball at the perfect time. I think that's a terrific defensive matchup between kind of the old guy who's been doing it for a long time and the new kid on the block, a first-time Pro Bowler in Aiden Hutchinson. I think a big one in this one next week, too, is which one of those guys can impact the game, have a big sack, have a strip sack, make that big play that maybe can change the momentum in the football game.
Yeah, obviously Aaron Donald is deservedly going to get all of the hype, but they even have Kobe Turner is leading that team in sacks, a rookie defensive tackle, interior lineman, third-round pick this year that might win Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's put together an incredible campaign as a third round rookie. I don't think anybody expected, nearly double digit sacks out of him as a rookie. So you have 17 sacks from the inside between those two guys. It's going to be Jonah Jackson, Frank Ragnow, Graham Glasgow. What can you do that? I mean, Frank and Graham especially have been in the upper tier of interior linemen all year long, consistently battling through injuries, battling for Graham through position changes. This is going to be the biggest interior test yet when you have two guys that are pushing double-digit sacks and, Aaron Donald may be one of the best players in the history of the sport.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, Peach, I love that this game is at Ford Field. I think especially with this matchup now, with Matthew Stafford coming, I think the level of the crowd just ticks up that much more. We expected it to be an insane atmosphere. The first time the Lions have hosted, a playoff game in 30 years, you knew the atmosphere was going to be crazy. And if this is a primetime game and those Lions fans have a chance to lube up a little bit with some pops beforehand, and the fact that Matthew Stafford is coming in here to play, I just think that atmosphere has just ratcheted up times two. And I can't wait to be at Ford Field for this game, because it is going to be a crazy atmosphere. If you bring young kids, make sure they have the ear protection. Yeah. It is going to be insane, and it is going to be really fun to be there. I think the NFL got a script, and it's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you draw it up, right? Either of the two outcomes, honestly. If it was Green Bay, a division rival coming to town, you got to avenge the Thanksgiving loss. But this was written in the stars. Matthew Stafford getting to play in the first non-Super Bowl playoff game at Ford Field. And, you know, the Lions have the home field advantage and have a complement of offense. And you mentioned Aiden Hutchinson today was great, couple sacks, but four sacks as a whole, I thought you really saw the defensive line improve today. And,
getting a lean back was huge. And that's going to be huge for the playoffs.
Aleem was huge. Pascal got in Mullen's face a couple times to force throwaways. Levi Onwuzurike coming up with his second career
sack.
Look at
Levi. Good for him.
Those are all names that, you know, recent draft picks that you have thought you would be relying on this whole time and came up big today. And that's got to continue if this team wants to make a run. But certainly, you know, Matthew Stafford, much like Jared Goff, not exactly the most mobile guy in the world. So get some pressure right in his face and see if you can force a couple throwaways and give Kirby Joseph a chance on the ball back there.
You know, we were talking about this before we hopped on here, started recording, but when you look at the playoffs and the matchups, and I know it's not complete yet because, Miami and Buffalo still have to get after it tonight. But what are the most dynamic matchups to you, potential matchups when you look at the NFC and AFC, when you're trying to think maybe what the NFL might do in terms of, you know, primetime games or timing and stuff like that, to you, what do you think are like maybe the three most dynamic matchups that could play out here, you know, at the end of the night?
I think the Lions and the Rams are definitely in the top three in terms of storylines and everything.
Might be number one, bud.
Might be number one and everything that comes with it. I am very intrigued by a potential Kansas City-Miami matchup if Miami ends up dropping to the sixth seed tonight under Cleveland at five. I think that would be, you know, obviously a track meet. Tyreek Hill going back to Arrowhead for a playoff game. I mean, there's no shortage of storylines there. And then the Mike McCarthy revenge game of Dallas Green Bay, yes. I think is definitely, you know, Dallas, we've seen how good they are at home. We saw how well the Lions only held them to 20 points last week at home. That was, a huge deal in that game, but we've seen what they've been able to do at home. We've seen a Packers defense that has been struggling recently. That's got shootout potential for sure. And the Mike McCarthy storyline, those three, you know, former coach, former player returning to their own old stadiums is kind of interesting to me.
Packers, Cowboys. I mean, the NFL is salivating about that one right there too. You know, look, I'm a hockey guy. My son plays hockey. I love hockey. Used to cover the Wings for the Detroit News. Love hockey, but the NFL playoffs are supreme. Everybody loves NHL, you know, hockey playoffs, and I do too, but with some of these matchups that you just talked about and how this has played out, this is going to be a fun, you know, next month with how all
this is the advantage of the extra wild card team, because you get you have more potential for more crazy games. It makes week 18 more interesting because more tiebreakers come into play and you get two extra games next week, which is great and just adds to the chaos.
So what we got a Saturday, it's 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, right?
Sunday, two Saturday, one, four, and eight.
And then the Monday night football game. So we will know here in a couple hours where the Lions will fall, what the official matchups will be. But It's playoff time in the NFL, and I haven't been able to talk about that since 2016. You haven't been able to talk about it since
Nope.
you've been with the team. So look, it's a fun time. It's why you do this for 17, 18 weeks to get to this point. Detroit gets to host a playoff game, and Detroit's going to be off the hook all week long. They get Matthew Stafford and the Rams. It should be fun. We'll have the coverage, obviously, all week on DetroitLions.com. We'll have a 20-minute huddle set up this week that I'm sure will be pretty fun. And we'll break it all down, and we'll get to what we get to this weekend. But look, it's a fun time. It's a fun time to be a Detroit Lions fan in Detroit, because this is why you play the game, for matchups like this, for games like this, for experiences like this. And it's going to be a fun ride, and I'm glad we're both on it.
Gotta love it. This is what it's all about. So finally time for meaningful January football.
Well, thank you for joining the 20-minute huddle post game edition here on a Sunday night. And we will be back with you on Thursday night. We'll have a guest breaking it down. We'll get a player in the studio, and we'll have the matchup grounded down to a T on Thursday night, getting ready for this weekend. Thanks for joining me, Peach.